N-A-I-A-J. W-A-F-U.
Good morning, Sir Sean.
Good morning. I had the volume down. Didn't quite catch who it was.
Yeah, roger that. I am en route and trying out my new rig in the mobile.
Oh, good morning, Mark.
Didn't
have the volume up. Couldn't quite make it out. It sounds good. You're rock solid. I assume you're into the West Bloomfield.
Actually, I'm still in Farmington Hills on Orchard Lake, making my way up, which the place is probably just like a mile north of where my daughter lives, so it's all good.
No, I mean Rich Repeater, are you currently on?
Yeah, I'm going through Phil's right now up in West Bloomfield.
All right, yeah, sound good. Real solid. Of course, you probably know that this machine is coming down this week, and we'll be at a reduced coverage location for a while.
Yeah, I remember. Okie dokie. Let me switch over to the Warren repeater, see if I can reach from there.
Okie doke. I'll be here.
Roger that. So, yeah, going through Warren right now. And I'm just running 5 blocks out of the mobile.
Yeah, it's a little popcorn-y, but no problem, 100%. So, it'll remain to be seen if you hold it all the way up. Probably not. I know TJ's machine down in Detroit pokes up your way really, really good. That's the 2.175.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll program that. See how that operates. Anyways, yeah, gorgeous morning. And afterwards, I'm going to scoot down and go to work. Works out conveniently, I must say. But other than that, hey, it's all good.
There you go. Glad it did. I wasn't sure, but I know I don't like traveling east and west, you know, right now. So north, no problem. This takes me about 25 minutes to get to. I'm on 75 north. It's all freeway for me. So 25 minutes north, and easy peasy there and back.
Very good. Yeah, at least you got freeways, but man, you know, until they get 696 fixed, it's just been nightmarish. I have to go, if I wanted to go see my mom in Clinton Township, I either have to take Telegraph all the way up to Square Lake and get to 75 to get to 59, or take what I'm doing here, Orchard Lake, and take that right up to Pontiac to get to 59. Either way, it's still a long drive.
Yep. It's going to be, what they say, 2 years or something like that? No, we've already been 6 months, right? So, got 18 months left.
Yeah, well, all the construction that's been going on, it seems like they're doing the surface streets and they're cleaning that up. In fact, there was a big cluster that was down my way on Orchard Lake and 12 Mile. Well, it seems like they got that all cleaned up and that's all done. And the upper portion of Orchard Lake near Pontiac, Pontiac Trail was finished too. So at least those are done. But, my God, as far as the freeway, that just kills everybody. kills everybody. Hey, I even have my daughter that lives in St. Clair Shores, and it's impossible to get to her unless I take 8 Mile, quite frankly.
Yeah, I've done 8 Mile coming across. I've dropped all the way down to the lodge, dropped the lodge down to Davison, come up 75, and I've just tried to snake the surface streets, 12 mile, whatever. And there's no good solution. I kind of lean toward 8 mile, but dropping down to Davison wasn't bad, but man, it's a lot of extra mileage.
Yeah, very fine. Well, anyways, I'll probably get to the restaurant before you. If I get there and no one else is there, should I get a table for, like, what, 6?
I think the only confirmations we had were Phil and Steve, so 4, but... You know, I hope somebody decided to jump in. So I don't know. If it doesn't look like it's cram-packed, you can get 6. So we got 4 for sure, but there could be a couple of more. See if they're comfortable with that.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that. If I get there, I'll see if we can, we need 4, but we may have a couple more coming. I'll treat it like that.
So what kind of rate video did you put in the vehicle?
I think I'm getting out of range of warrant. I'm going to switch back to West Bloomfield.
Okay. I'll be here.
Yeah, I think I got out of range of warrant. I'm up at Pontiac Trail right now.
Well, I heard you just fine. I mean, the popcorn was still there, but I heard you. You weren't hearing it?
No. Whatever signal, it just didn't break squelch enough with this rig, so... I'm just using my handheld.
Oh, I thought you said you installed a radio in the car. What, did you just put an external antenna in?
Yeah, so what I did was I finally got myself a magnet mount to put my dual band on the roof, and I got an apparatus that sits into my coffee cup holder, right, which doubles as a coffee cup holder, but also has an extension arm with retractable sides, to grip, let's say, your phone or, in my case, my HT. So I ordered out of China a battery eliminator that wasn't available through Yaesu. They don't make one. So the guys in China, they made an aftermarket one for a battery eliminator. It works perfect. And they even got the voltage down to like 8 volts for this radio to operate on, like a normal battery. So with that, that's how I sit. And I'm using this when I go up north next month.
You got a speaker mic that I'm assuming? And which Yaesu is it?
Yeah, I bought a speaker mic for this. It's the ST-65. I actually won this radio at a swap. And I think John was with me in HTV. Him and I went to, where did we go? Chelsea? Yeah, I think I won it at the Chelsea swap. That's it.
Well, there you go. You can't beat the price.
That's right. I sold off my FT-70, and I didn't, being I got this dual band, it works exactly what I wanted to do. I like to get the 5D eventually, like we were talking about, and Well, until I get to something like that, I think this works out perfect. But you know what I'm discovering is you can't find, it's hard to find a dual band mobile amplifier. That would be perfect for this truck. And I could just plug right into that and have, perfect output power. But there's one that DX Engineering sells, but I don't want to spend $500 for a dual band. Screw that.
Hold on, I'm dealing with traffic. I'll be back. W8FU.
Hey, go, Gil.
Go ahead and pick it up.
I was just wondering, the gentleman was mentioning about a dual band amplifier. I was wondering who sells it, and did you say it was $500?
Yeah. If you go on DX Engineering's website, look up amplifiers, and they have a model. I forgot the name of it. Forgive me. But apparently they're the only amplifiers you can buy new for VHF, UHF. And they have a dual band, but I'd like to believe, if I remember correctly, and I'm old, I think it's $479 for a dual band amplifier. And it does like, you know, like 2N and like maybe 35 or 40 watts out. That's it. Well, I mean, that's a lot, you know. So maybe because they're the only game in town, RF Concepts is out, Mirage is out. I mean, I don't know who else you got other than what they're selling.
Yeah, well, that's what I was wondering, because I know Mirage, they had a dual band amplifier out one time, but they did continue that. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was like 5N, let's see, was it 5N, and you get about 70 watts out on UHF and 90 watts on 2 meters, something like that. Go ahead. But yeah, but so I was kind of wondering, I'm going to have to call them up because they stopped making dual band lately.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, that price tag is just not feasible. But, you know, as I was just jawing about, I'm doing a pretty good job, you know, just using 5 watts in the car. And being I got a decent gain antenna to use outside now, heck with it.
Well, on a dual band mobile is a lot less than $479.
And that's the other thing, too. You know, if I really want to look around and get, you know, to install a dual band in this truck, you know, it would be a great idea. But I would probably have to get one that has a separation kit for the head unit, and then on top of that, figure out where in the heck I'm going to put it. I have some ideas, you know, but I'm also waiting for, there is a dual band radio from, I forgot the company, is it Radiodity, if I'm saying that right? They're coming out with a dual band all-in-one, you know, in the microphone. You know, display, everything all in the mic. And the unit can be like under the seat or something. And that appeals to me. And if that is decent, I'm taking a serious look at that. That's what I ultimately want, is something of that nature.
You make all your ham radio friends come in the back door? Messing with you there, Mark. And hello, Jay. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, how you doing? You guys doing breakfast out here?
I didn't hear the question.
I said, are you guys doing breakfast out here? It sounds like you are.
Yeah, I was. Didn't you follow the thread?
No, I didn't. So,
chimed in and said, sounds good to me, and we all kind of like said, okay, fine, and so, yep, 9:30 at the place.
All right. We'll head over there. Meet you guys there. Kate here.
I'm here. I'm about a minute away. Good. Minute IJ. Clear.
Well, you'll have to let me know how the place is. I was going to try to get some intel on it, and I totally forgot. Anyhow, enjoy. I'll see you guys next time. T8BB.
Party pooper.
Yeah, I'm actually in the car. I'm on my way to the office. Got to work today.
Party pooper. All right. We'll let you know. It looked pretty cool on the, in the website. So, but I am here. Well, no, I'm not. There's a light before I get there, but it's right there.
Well, enjoy, T-A-B-B.
Alrighty, yeah, I'm at the light just before the, just before Telegraph here on Elizabeth. So, as soon as this light changes, I'll be turning in. Alright, have fun at work. We'll, report back. And I am now officially here. W8FU.
KJO. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. K8WOJ.
Did you find a spot for breakfast this morning?
WAPD, mobile for about 5.
N6BSD.
N8IAJ, mobile. Man, it's getting hot. Already? Well, the car thermal bob says 68. I think it's warmer than that. I got 82 here.
I'm also at 82 KPR.
Yeah, it always takes my car a little bit to catch up. It's already to 73 incline.
You guys got a gorgeous thing to go outside and go play. Go do something. Live life. I'm stuck in ass indoors.
Yeah, I always have to remind my wife about the car thermometer. So we get in the car and all of a sudden she says, wow, it's like this temperature. I say, no, wait a few minutes and adjust.
mine's already up to 78 and climbing, so it'll get there.
You have a temperature gauge in that thing?
Yeah, it's a Ford Escape.
Oh, I thought that was Steve.
I'll catch you guys later. I'm out of here. I need to drink clear. All right. Catch you later, Mark.
All right, I'm just pulling back home around here. All right. KPR.
KZ8Z, mobile.
What's got you out and about?
I just visited my parents, got the car washed, now I'm heading to the grocery store. We've got our son and his new bride and our new in-laws coming over for the game, so I gotta fire up some sliders. How you doing, Sean?
Not too bad. I'm just eating breakfast with the boys. We did Pontiac today to be up near more of the Waterford, Sylvan Lake Pontiac contingent. That worked out nice. New place, never been to before. I think I want to go home. I think I'm gonna. I'm going to run over to the Twitter. Take a different route. So what time is the game? 4:30, I thought?
Yeah, it's the 4 o'clock game. I'm not sure the exact kickoff time, but it is that time slot. By the way, you sound like you're just at the end. A lot of frying of the bacon, which I'd probably get in here, too. I'm on mound in 25. Should be a good game today. Hopefully another W.
All right, well, let me know if it gets better. I'm running high power on 59, went by 75. It should be getting better, but do let me know if it gets unusable.
Yeah, you're already getting better, so that's definitely, it's like night and day. You were at the end in your last transmission, but you're good. You're back. You know what? I saw your note on Discord about the breakfast place. That's good to know there's another new spot over there. I think you were like Telegraph, maybe just north of M59 or whatever it's called there, Huron, whatever. I was going to actually join you, but I needed to visit my parents. My mom's having hip replacement surgery in the morning. She's in that crew now, but she should do okay. She's had both shoulders done, so she's going to be the bionic woman. Pretty soon.
Yeah, this crew, we try to get together, I wouldn't call it monthly, but we try to get together every so often and do a Sunday breakfast. And I like to do it up this way because there's several guys out this way. And we were doing it a little further south, but with 696 boogered up, it's easier for everybody to just come north. And easy up and down that without avoiding 696. But I've often said we should do the same thing, with the crew out that way and, get something out toward Van Dyke and 26 or something like that kind of services that crew or maybe push them a little further along to get Wally involved. But, try to find something that's centralized to the group up there and do a quasi, not regular, but, month, 6 weeks to a breakfast get together.
I was just going to suggest the same thing. Why don't we do that? Your schedule is busier than mine and Greg's, and I'm sure both of us will make it. So why don't you let me know which Sunday? I assume you're thinking Sunday because you have your standing Saturday breakfast already. So let me know what Sunday works, and I can help facilitate that. Maybe we can meet, like you said, Telegraph 26-ish, that area, or even maybe, that's pretty far north for you. I was going to say even a little bit more north. And then we could pull in Wally, I think. Is Dakota up that way? I can't remember. But I think we could pull a different crew. I like it.
everybody's in the Discord. Maybe I'll start a little thread there in a week or so. Maybe a couple weeks. Try to figure out a Sunday everybody's got. And if Dakota's interested, we could run it north a little further. And you know, I don't care. Have wheels, we'll travel. So just trying to find something that's kind of convenient to the crew. You know, I know Wally comes from New Baltimore, so that's a long haul for him. That's almost a whole other crew with Tom and Wally and the guys out that way.
Yeah, I'll throw a reminder on my calendar. If I haven't seen a post from you in a couple weeks, I'll shoot you a note. You know, what we could do is have it at that really nice place in Richmond. That might be pull some folks if we make it up there instead of Telegraph in 26. Oh, I'm sorry, Van Dyke in 26. I love that place in Richmond where you get the Charlotte special, the Charlotte breakfast.
Yeah, I concur that Richmond's got several really good places, so you could probably pull in Tom and Wally, and I'm sure it's not a problem for you, it's not a problem for me. I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be a problem for Greg, so that might be a good, Richmond might be a good choice for a get-together. Let's tentatively say a couple of weeks, give or take, two, 3 weeks, Sunday, Richmond. Let's get the word out there and see how many interested party we have.
Sounds like a plan. I think we just accomplished something. Wow. I'm going to have to settle down for the rest of the day. Didn't want to really get anything done today. Okay, Sean, I'm pulling into Kroger here, or the Krogers, as we like to say. So I'll talk to you later. Nice chat with you. Thanks for answering my call. WAW, KVAC. I'll talk to you soon. See ya.
Yep, we certainly did accomplish something. I'm going to light a cigarette now. And Nino Salvaggio's is right ahead, so I'm at my first stop here as well. KZHC, like saying that. W8FE. W8FE. Make it home? Nah, I took the long path, went over to Rochester Road, stopped at Nino Salvaggio's, got myself some fruit. Now I'm southbound Rochester on the way home.
Ah, very good. Yeah, Pam's a big Nino Salvaggio fan. I've been there. They had the one on Harper, right? That was a Nino's. But I know I've been to the one in Rochester, and I'm like, yeah, they got vegetables.
Yeah, I find they're really good. Bread and all that stuff. I usually... You know, their lunch counter is really good. There from work. Sometimes we'll go up there and we'll get the soup and sandwich combo or get a sandwich from there. You know, it's not the cheapest, but it's not horrible, and it's always high quality, that's for sure. But, I just went in there and got some pears, a couple of pears, a couple of peaches, some nanners, and that's about it. Just wanted to get a little bit of fruit, because, you know, that vitamin C is good for you.
Yeah, I heard that scurvy can... You know, it's nothing to mess with.
That's right. Scurvy dogs. It seems to be something we've left behind. Seems like things in days of yore. Speaking of which, did you ever see the movie called The Witch?
I don't think so.
I do not generally watch horror films, but this one was different. And, I was actually watching somewhere, there was a music composer, and he was talking about a device they had concocted to write scenes from movies, or, you know, music to horror scenes. And, you know, it was kind of a theremin, except for it was all sorts of different devices. And he talked about that movie as being an excellent example of sound effects specifically for horror movies. So that weren't really any musical instruments, so I turned it on just to kind of, for that reason, and I ended up watching the whole thing. It's kind of weird. It wasn't really like some shock value horror or scary, but it was creepy, kind of weird.
I don't know. It sounds like it might hit a little too close to home.
Well, it can take that one of two ways. Either you're ultra, ultra religious, or you like running around naked in the woods, all fat and toothless. And I'm leaning one way, I'll tell you.
Oh, definitely the woods thing, but I'm not the one toothless.
Anywho, it was set in the pilgrim, you know, pilgrim kind of days, and the movie starts off with a family getting banished from the community because the community wasn't following the word of God enough for this guy, and he takes his family into the wilderness and encounters nothing but, they encounter a witch, and there's goats and farm animals involved, and not in that way, but it's a, well, at least not that way directly.
Yeah, because I think I saw that one.
There you go. But, we had one of the first movies that this Anna Taylor-Joy was in. The girl with the crazy spaced out eyes.
The name rings a bell. I'd have to... Oh, I don't have my tablet out here. I was just going to Google her.
Yeah, you'll recognize her when you see her. She's got these wide-spaced eyes. And gives her a very exotic look. She's tall and lanky and kind of has an exotic kind of attraction. But I think the thing that really catapulted, she was in that, was her first or second thing, and then a few years later she was in that Queen's Gambit, which I really enjoyed. I think that's where I discovered her, and I don't know, I've seen her in a couple other things since then, but nothing notable that I can remember anyhow.
Okay, I know who you're talking about, Queen's Gambit, yeah, that's where I know the name from. That was, of all the movies I've seen probably in 20 years, that was the biggest surprise to me because I really, it wasn't something I sat down to watch deliberately, but I really liked the movie, and it was an unexpected surprise.
Yeah, it was actually a mini-series, you know, 6 episodes or 8 episodes or something, and, you know, I think that's what it was. I think they took a, you know... You read up on what it's about, and you're like, you know, well, this is going to be, you know, so it has all sorts of ability to punch way above its, you know, what you think, and it did. You know, good character development, good story, and all that stuff. It brought a whole different angle into the thing that you never, you know. Plus, you know, with everything you expected, you know, but then it brought in all this backstory, which was all this, you know, kind of. You know, like real life, kind of like background to these savants. But no, I enjoyed the hell out of it as well.
Yeah, I forgot about it being a series, and it was just enough, I thought. You know, there wasn't any fluff in there just to fill space that I can remember. But and I don't know anything about chess. I've never played it, never learned the game, and by all accounts, I really should have had absolutely no interest in the movie, but, or the series, whatever. The miniseries, what would you call it, a multi-movie? Who cares? Anyways, one of the last probably nice days where I can sit out here and complain that it's hot.
Yeah, that very well may be. It is certainly nice. It says 84 on the thermal bob. But, yeah, it was whatever it was. I think they called it a limited series. And I think I like those the best. You know, a little bit more than a movie, and enough to get a good story down and, you know, develop it and all that stuff, but not overdo it, not kill it. I love a good limited series. And, you know, and it gives the writer, you know, they don't try to drag things out, you know, because we got to have a season two and a season three. In fact, Taylor Sheridan was accused of that with Yellowstone. And then when he came out with 1893 or whatever it was, 1884, whatever that prequel was, everybody raved about how good it was. And they said, yeah, because he had a start and a finish, and he had to wrap it up. You know, he couldn't, you know, just keep smoldering it and pissing people off. And so, you know, that was, you know, there's lots to be said about that. You know, if a person knows that if they're trying to drag it 3, 4, 5 and unknown number of seasons, you know, everything, there's all these things unresolved and introducing all these things, and the villains become the same, just rehashed into a different, you know, oh, they come from a different place, or they're interested in a different thing, but it's all the same, you know. Whereas if you have a limited series, you got the beginning of the story, you got the end of the story, and you can just tell everything in between and be done with it. Those are my opinion the best, you know, short of a really good movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, I think, to sit through a 3-hour movie or, you know, something like that, but you get a movie where, you know, like The Godfather, where you have the character development and, you know, all these things going on, but you're right, you have a beginning, a story, and an end, and what you do, how you fill that time is what makes all the difference, you know? I guess, maybe. I don't know. What the hell is that? Oh, praying mantis.
I just think it forces the writers to focus and, you know, and get the story down. So, you know, another one that was really, really good was, did you see Chernobyl?
No, I didn't. I did not see that one.
I think it's just 3 parts, but I could be wrong in that, but it's a limited series. It's certainly not more than 5. 3 to 5. I think it was 3, but definitely worth a sit-down.
Yeah, I remember when that was on, and it was something on my radar, and I don't know why I never watched it. I don't know if that was when I started. Yeah, who knows?
Well, I made a big thing of Borscht, so it made me think of it.
Ah, the devil's vegetable.
You know who does a pretty damn good Borscht if you want to try a good Ukrainian Borscht? The Polish market. They even have it listed as Ukrainian Borscht. But it's definitely a pretty good representation. It's a vegetable base, so if you want meat, I like meat in mine, you know, but it's totally optional. But you just grab yourself a hock or something like that and break it up into it or a little something. But, yeah, good stuff. I think they get $7.99 for a big container of it, make you a couple, 3 bowls. But they do a pretty damn good one.
Yeah, I'll pass. It just can't do it. And I can't do Chanina. I've tried it. I feel like I'm betraying my heritage, but just, no, it ain't for me.
I understand Chanina. I'm not a fan of that. It really wasn't a Ukrainian thing anyhow, so it's not something I had any background with. What's it with Borscht, though? There's nothing really, unless you don't like beets. Which are only a small part of it, but they really color the whole thing. But aside from the beets, Is there anything in particular about Borscht you don't like?
No, it's totally the beets. I have a terrible aversion to beets. I can't stand them. I don't know why. I just don't like them.
I get that. That makes perfect sense. It's like, but if you don't have an aversion to beets, it's just a good, you know, chunky vegetable. Well, if you get the Ukrainian version, it's a good chunky vegetable soup. You know, potatoes and carrots and, you know, all that stuff. And yeah, but if you don't like the beets, and beets are, you know, one of those things. It's like cilantro. You know, some people, cilantro is great. Some people, it tastes like soap. And beets have taste like dirt to people that don't like them. People that like them, you know, they love them. I love beets.
I have a feeling that as a infant, I was forced to eat beets against my will day after day, and I'm forever traumatized from that experience because, yeah, my being Polish, that was a staple. But I'll take horseradish. I know they were putting that on my banana puree, and I'm fine with that. But man, beets, oh, just, and Pam loves them. She done them, pickled them, and all this crap, and I just, they gross me out.
Can Pamelu there trace her roots back before Americana, or is she pretty much just, you know, Tennessee with a little you-know-what?
Yeah, there's one or two lines. I know there's one line for sure we trace back to the 16th century in England. I think there was another one that I traced back on both on her dad's side, but her mom's side was unfortunately indigenous peoples and others that weren't specifically enumerated in the census.
All right, so English, and then so probably the earliest settlers.
Yeah, they, I forget when they came across, but they were, you know, it was, I believe, early, very early 1800s, possibly before the Revolution, but I think they were after the Revolution.
Okay, so early immigrants. Yeah. Not those settlers, very early in there. What do you call them? You know, because there's up to the Civil War, there's, you know, there were pre-revolution or, you know, settlers, you know, and then you have the ones that came from, you know, Revolution to Civil War, and then after the Civil War, immigrants, you know, just the modern immigrant way, but we know, you know, early and latter stage. But what would you call that middle period there? Just, the growth period, who knows?
You know, I don't know. And what's interesting is that would have made them frontiersmen, basically, because as far as I know, there was, they, you know, no stop on the East Coast. Like when my family came over, you know, in Virginia, they were there for a while and propagated from there, whereas hers seemed to go right into the Carolinas and Tennessee, which, like I said, that would have been the West Coast at the time.
Yeah, I think you nailed it with the term frontiersmen. That would have been, yep, they would have been the ones coming to the newly forged country to, you know, to expand into its the land of milk and honey. So you had your settlers, then you had your frontiersmen, then we had our Civil War, and then there would have still been frontiersmen coming in that earliest part of the next wave. And then in the latter 18th century, you would have had your first of the ones we consider immigrants, where my group probably came, and all that stuff. So, interesting. Hell, we all immigrated. I like the one guy that was arguing how with somebody, he was arguing with a guy on TV that looked, he had an Indian look about him, Far East Indian. And he said, he goes, He goes, "You're a citizen." He said something to him, you know, and the guy, he goes, "Well, I'm a citizen." He goes, "Yeah, well, however that happened." He goes, "Oh, well," are you a citizen? He goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, however that happened." He goes, "We were here, you know, and I was like that." And he goes, you know, and he goes, "Well, you don't look very indigenous to me." And the guy got all mad.
I know. Yeah, it's crazy. And, you know, and it, at this point in time, I think most of us have one line in our family tree that probably goes back to colonial times. So we could all make that same claim to some extent. But what does it mean? Nothing.
Well, it either means nothing or it's something. I think it's nothing. I think, you know, this country's just always, you know, been, even when the Indians, you know, the original indigenous peoples came across the land bridge, you know. Of course, there was nobody here for them to displace, so you could say they were the first settlers. And then after that, it was, and I'm not, you know, I'm not apologizing for the settlers or excusing them. I'm remaining neutral on it, but definitely, if you have to say there was an indigenous people, they were the ones that hoofed it over and came here when no one else was here. And everybody after that was some sort of a conqueror slash, you know, immigrant, something like that. But all in different stages. You know, the thing is, though, is that there was very different, you know, each wave had a very, very different challenge ahead of them. You know, the first, first wave, you know, had to really tame a wild land, you know, and the next one really had to do the same thing because, you know, they came, some could settle in the cities that were established on the East Coast, but most pushed out into the promise, you know, of America, and they had amazing hardship to endure to do that settlement. They did their own settlement just further west, and you could even argue that was all going on through the whole 1800s, you know, because even the ones that came later, you know, they would come, make a quick stop in Boston, then it would get on a train, work on the railroad or whatever, and they were heading west, and, you know, and that. And everybody had these incredible challenges to try to make this country what it is. And by the time, you know, the 20th century rolls along, you know, the, you know, it's pretty well established, you know, and all that. Now you got a different kind of a feel to who's coming, because nobody's coming to, like, conquer, not really like, you know, conquer any wilderness anymore. All right, anyhow, I'm at home. I got to get inside.
Very good. It's about time for me to go to the bathroom anyhow, so talk to you later. NHNM.
All righty. W8FU.
WAVD-KPR. Hey, Phil, you here? WAVD.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what's up? I got my personal truck with me today. I only have DMR in this truck, so, work car, which I drive all day, that's where the P-25 is. What's happening, buddy?
Yeah, well, my wife and I are just taking a ride out to get some, sit on the water and get some lunch. I realized the place I picked might be in your backyard. I thought your wife wanted to join us or something. Good.
I would love to, but I've got a big honey-do list today. We're house poor right now. I think I told you the story. We got 2.5 houses, and we have got to get rid of some of these. So we are in move-out mode. One, she was part of a trust. Her parents died. The other one's one she had before we were married, and then we have mine. So today is one busy day. Where are you going?
Let's see, what's it called? On the Bay something?
Yeah, that's good. Lobster rolls and things like that. Service is terribly slow, but the food is absolutely phenomenal.
Okay, yeah, it looks like you had a good rating. How far is that from where you are?
Where I am right now, quite a ways. I'm at 25 in Shaner, but where, or 25 in Hayes, but where I live, it's within 3 miles. We ride our bikes down and take the golf cart downtown, too.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it might be kind of close to you. So it didn't even dawn on me when I was looking at it, and then as I'm driving there, I'm thinking, wait a minute. That's where Wally kind of lives, I think. All right, well, take a rain check. Do some other time.
Okay, if you guys are into adult spirits, across the street is a place called Pashnu. It's its own distillery. The whole atmosphere is written for people our age. It is really, really nice. They do a lot of high-end drinks, adult beverages, and then go ahead and just walk towards the lake. The park is beautiful, the pier is beautiful, and especially in a day like today, everything is top-notch. So after you find a place to park, you guys can just walk towards the lake and walk on the pier and stuff like that. I know you guys live on the water anyways, but it is really, really pretty out there, especially on a day like today.
Yeah, okay, well, we're both kind of a little bit crippled, so we're not going to do a lot of walking, but we'll see. So she's got a pull muscle, and I screwed myself up this morning. Funny story, I was on my treadmill, and I had my HT with me, because these guys are going to have breakfast, so I was listening for them. And it was on high power, and I transmitted while it was on the treadmill, and the treadmill went crazy, and I was knocking off of it.
Damn treadmills. See that, Sean? Treadmills are dangerous. All right, very good. Yeah, it's only a block or two, and you could probably just drive to it, too, if you guys are, if you don't want to, but it's maybe one block, two blocks at the most, but enjoy your tourism to New Baltimore. It's a great little town, and they're doing everything they can to make it even better, so, and all of the restaurants in that town are good. I cannot say a bad thing about any one of them, so enjoy, guys. Have a good time.
Speaking of which, okay. All right. Get your chores done there. Talk to you later. Hey, Pierre. Speaking of which. Yes. I was gonna make sure you told the treadmill story. That's hilarious. Yeah, Wally. I talked to KVHC Dave this morning, and he's gonna try to put something together for Greg and him and me and you and whoever else, and maybe do a, couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks on a Sunday morning, do a Richmond breakfast, get Tom. So we figured Richmond would be good for the Northeast, contingency. So stay tuned. We're going to be putting something together out that way. So I'd say 2 weeks minimum, 2 to 3 weeks on a Sunday morning.
Very good. I think I'll be gone the first Sunday of the month, but I'll send you my schedule. I just had breakfast with Tom this morning at the Skillet place. His wife and my wife and him and I just kind of happened, and we had breakfast there. It was nice. We had a good time. The good old George Skillet.
All right, yeah, sounds good. I try to go to the Northwest, once a month or
6 weeks. We get together with that contingency, and then, you know, we got the Saturday thing down here by me, and then, you know, and then we're trying to put together something for the Northeast contingency. And we even want to see if Dakota would be interested, and then we could adjust, you know. But whatever, we'll, I've been plotting everybody's addresses on a map to kind of see where geographical center is, and try to get something going. And we always talk about it. We got to do it. All right, keep an eye on the Discord for it. We're going to try to start forming it, gelling it over there. All right, have fun today and carry on.
Yeah, real quick. We've got Dave up there. We've got Tom up there. We got Tim up there. We got Wally up there. We've got just a little bit farther, Dakota, but that's not too bad of a run. There's another newer ham in newer to us in Chesterfield, New Baltimore area too. So that'll all work out great. So all right, I'll keep my eye out and I'll chat a little bit later with you. I gotta get out of here, guys. All right, talk to you later. You guys all have a great day. WAPD.
Newbies are great. Need somebody to pick up the tab. All right, catch you later.
So. All right. So what did you think of that place this morning? My opinion was fair.
My omelet was pretty good, and the cappuccino was really good, which was a big draw for me. When I saw that cappuccino machine, or espresso machine, I says, oh. And the cappuccino I had was pretty good. So that was kind of a thing. The food, the omelet I had was good. The meat in it was really, really good, which that's real hit and miss with me when you get a steak and cheese omelet. They did it really well. Looked like a pretty limited menu, but it looks like okay. I mean, no great shakes, but I'm glad we tried it.
All right, sounds good. I did not notice you had that yet, but no. I thought you just had coffee.
Oh, you couldn't miss it. It was right there if you would have looked over the counter. Huge cap, you know, huge espresso machine. And it's in their pictures on their website. They proudly display it, so they're proud of it. But anyhow, I mean, it ran the price up. I had a coffee and a cappuccino and my breakfast, and so... You know, it runs it up, but all in all, like I said, I would go there again, but I don't find it particularly compelling. You know, I would be looking to try another new place next time.
All right, sounds good. I had the breakfast burrito and it was actually much better. So, I mean, like I said, it's okay.
I find it's hard to stand out on a breakfast burrito, but yeah, my wife is just chiming in from the other room. We used to go to this place in Texas when we were visiting the kids in the Woodlands. I can't remember the name of the place, but God, it was so good. I mean, just that's the kind of breakfast experience I'm looking for. You know, toast is a little too avant-garde and pricey. I think they need to just have a few more normal selections, you know, to really next level it. So the quest continues for that perfect place.
Yeah, Debbie suggests the original House of Pancakes, and so, you know, that's a scene. They're very hard to get into.
Well, I don't care about distance. I know Mark might, because he's got to go to work afterwards, but isn't there a place up near, what's north of you there, Clarkston, that's like famous for waffles?
Yeah, I don't know much about Clarkston's stuff. I know they have a big barbecue, nice barbecue place. Oh, and if I turn here, I go to Sean's workplace.
Probably nobody there, so good luck, but you're welcome to go look.
Alrighty. We're going to enjoy the weather, sit outside. We got the dog with us. Sit on a patio. To answer Wally's thinking, we're not big adult drinkers. So we'll just probably sit and sip iced tea or something. So catch you later. WAFK8PR.
Well, you guys have fun and enjoy. Nice weather. Good time to be on the bay there. So catch you later. Double U8FU.
K8BB.
N8IAJ.